Live from the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, SEC Media Days with Mike and Shane starts now.
Welcome in. Final days. SEC Media Days 2025 College Football Hall of Fame. Let us know if you can see us. Let us know if you can hear us. We literally have no idea. Had to go a little early because the last couple media days, they turned the lights out on us. We want to make sure it didn't happen this year. You know what?
Yeah, they started ripping up the power cords, and I was like, oh, man, we've been there. We've done it. We're not gonna lose a day of awesome content coming your way. Mike, what a week. What an absolute – you know, they talk about Big 12 can do this in 2 days. I think you could probably even this out in 2 weeks. I mean, if you weren't cramming. It was just nonstop. We have so much action coming out to you. Notifications, have those on because Mike is going to be sending some interviews your way, and some of them are freaking awesome.
I think I decided, Shane, I'm going to have you edit half the videos. That's only fair.
That's smart. Absolutely. You'll get it a lot later in life.
All right, hey, before we get into it, though, a lot to cover. As always, we got to thank MyBookie, presenting sponsor of our SEC Media Days trip. Right now, if you go to mybookie.ag, that's the website, put in an initial deposit of any kind, put in that promo code SEC, they'll give you a 100% instant deposit match. That's for the cousins only, this week only. So if you really want to help the show, go to mybookie.ag, college football right around the corner. Lock in some bets, lock in some wagers with MyBookie. We'd really appreciate you.
Absolutely. And I'm going to need your help because clearly I am not good at betting and the cousins are. So I'm looking forward to an awesome, awesome full season with MyBookie. And we appreciate them sending us down here. And you can thank us by getting free money from MyBookie. I think it's a win-win, Mike.
Shane, we're getting a lot of questions. Cousin Chase Moore, appreciate you. $2. MIZ, drink up. College football playoff coming soon. And Cousin Lucas, did Drink come chat with y'all?
Hell yeah, he did. He said, actually, it was hilarious because I was like, I know these guys are on they got handlers and they tell you how much time, like they'll sit back there, 2 minutes, you got 2 minutes. Or, so I'm seeing this, you know, like this, and Drink says, hey, I tell the plane when we can leave. That's the kind of coach we need here in the SEC. That's the kind of coach we need deciding how the college football playoff should be structured.
And I will also say this, Shane. So we, you know, again, I think anybody watching this show knows it's not very planned. We fly by the seat of our pants. But typically how we do media days, we'll interview somebody. I'll ask a question. Shane asks a question. And I'll ask. We go back and forth. I think I got one question in. Shane and Drink were just locked in. They're like best buddies out there on the golf course. Shane got about 22 questions in. So I think Missouri fans are going to like us even better because, hell, I'm not even in it.
Well, I don't know if it was like that. It was skewed a little bit, obviously. You know how it's organic, Mike. You know these conversations, and Drink wanted to take it one way. I'm going to let him take it that way. And I will say this. I feel like – if you pull up all of the conversations that he had here at Media Days, not one of them is going to match this one. So I look forward to the cousins getting their eyes on it. And I want to say that, man, it's the way this place is structured. All right. There's the haves and have nots. The haves are downstairs, right? I mean, it is what it is. The big boys, you know who I'm talking about. And the way this thing structures, it's on a second level. It's like a horseshoe. Actually, it's a circle. Yeah. And we're on the back side of this circle. So it's tough to get players and coaches to head this way because it's a lot of yardage that they have to get. And, they're on a time constraint. So the fact that we've got players coming back here, one of my dudes, you're going to see an awesome interview with one of the players. You got Drink coming back here. We had Beamer the other day. You know, they had to take an extra mile to get over here, and I just appreciate them for doing that.
Mm-hmm. And I also appreciate Shane.
Yeah.
Drink making SEC Media Days entertaining.
No shit.
So many of these guys don't. But I have it's a little bit long, but hell, he had so much to say. This is a highlight reel of his comments just from the main podium. Not even the best stuff, in my opinion, but this was Elite. Let's kick it over to him.
Event. Welcome to the podium, the head coach of the University of Missouri, Eli Drinkwitz.
Well, we got the right fight song. It's improvement. So with that, I know there's a lot of burning questions in this room by the 14 of y'all that showed up. But just as a reminder, I'm not going to answer any questions about the Epstein files, whether about the radiation belt, and whether or not it was possible for Lee Harvey Oswald to get three shots off in 7 seconds. I don't have time to answer all those questions. But I will answer questions about Mizzou football. And I would be remiss if I didn't say Bob Holt was a graduate of the Missouri School of Journalism, and we miss him today, and we think about him often. And so with that, I'll open it up for questions. Yeah?
Do you have any conspiracy theories about Missouri football that you've debunked or are debunking?
What's that sign? There's no conspiracy theories, but there's also no such thing as coincidences. So there you go.
Talk about adding Jalen Catalan. What does he bring to Corey Batoon's defense, and what kind of impact could he have, could he make for you as an experienced player?
Yeah, you know, Jalen Catalan's a guy that played against us in 2020 during COVID year. He didn't play in the first half because of a targeting penalty, and, man, he came on and was an elite player and has been an elite player for a long time. You know, Coach Saban, all summer, he calls and does scouting reports with all the head coaches, not to get back into coaching. Just want to clear that up for Greg McElroy. But
to have that time to build the chemistry at home before you have to go play at Auburn, in Norman, and on the road to Fayetteville.
Yeah, we play at Nashville, too, and with Diego Pavia, that ain't no joke. So let's make sure we give those guys the respect that Clark deserves for sure and the program he's built. But, you know, appreciate Mark Womack helping us with that first six games at home there. Obviously, it gives a new quarterback an opportunity to settle 8 versus 9. Honestly, I think I've been for the 9-game. I think if it was about players and about fans, I think it's a 9-game schedule for the SEC. If it's about coach preservation, which, hey, man, I get it, you know. But if we're going to go to 11 humans deciding on a committee which are the 11 best teams, and we stay at 8, we ain't getting in.
All right, Shane. So, I mean, that was just he was the latest coach to throw the committee under the damn bus. But you know who we ain't throwing under the bus?
Who's that?
JR. Come on, yo, JR. Come the on, legend. Cause. He's back again.
The legend. Cousin JR has done it again.
He has gifted a membership, Shane, to Mr. Bloodline. Bloodline,
welcome to the family.
And not to be outdone, Shane, Steven Upps back again like he always is. Big
Bamber. He's showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out Rodney Richborg. Welcome
to the family.
And Kyle Haverland. He just became a member too, Kyle.
Welcome to the family.
Hell yeah. Welcome. You're coming in at the right time, too. I like these cousins. Yeah. This is the kind of cousins we like sliding in right here at the last second, you know, right as college football is about to kick off.
Absolutely. Everyone's welcome here, including, man, including Drink. After that, I mean, what an epic. I mean, if all the coaches did that, I don't know why the hell they don't. But if they all did it, this event would be 10 times as popular as it is.
But I will say this. I will say this, Mike. I'm seeing a transition, you know, from that old school coach. We still got plenty of them up here that ain't going to give a shit to talk about. But we're seeing some of these other guys come in and they're telling us how they feel. Not, you know, not from emotional standpoint, not all of them, but a lot of them are coming out here and telling you, hey, why are we hiding from what's wrong in college football? You know, this is how I think we should address it. And I think the more opinions that get out there, the better will be when we funnel this into making college football, you know, a little bit better structured than it is right now.
I got the schedule up right now. Shane Mizzou, 7.5 over under. Chase Moore says those odds are free money, brother. Again, shout out my bookie.
My bookie.
Go to SEC. But, yeah, I mean, after that conversation with Drink, This is the lock of the year, don't you think?
I tell you what, and you know me, I'm an emotional picker, and ever since he came over here, I am really liking this Mizzou schedule. You know, even the Kansas game, he goes in depth on the hatred between these two teams, and he is doing everything he can to get these kids involved and let them understand just what this rivalry means.
So let me ask you: we also had Beamer, of course. We discussed that. That video is live on the YouTube channel. If you want to go check it out
after this one.
Now I got to ask: who are you rooting for when South Carolina, Missouri play? Can you even? That's like asking you to pick your favorite kid. Can you even do it?
It's tough. It's absolutely tough. You know, because I ain't gonna lie, Shane had me. Shane had me for a while. He had me for a good 48 hours. And I'm not saying he lost me, but I'm saying Drink is a hell of a recruiter.
all right, but seriously, I mean, the confidence that I don't think you come into an event like this if you're drinking and just, you know, let it all fly unless you're supremely confident in your football team. He has expressed that essentially all offseason anyway, but this is kind of further validation in my mind. We talked to one of the players. I don't know if I'm supposed to reveal it or not, but again, the confidence from the Missouri players as well. Man, I thought South Carolina was the team I was probably underrating the most. It's probably damn Mizzou again.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, when you do talk to somebody that is in the Mizzou camp, they remind you of the schedule, which, you know, people have criticized Missouri, but I guarantee you if the other SEC teams had that schedule, they don't give a shit, you know? At the end of the day, somebody's got to play it, and thank God Mizzou's blessed with it is the way I look at it. You got six home games, the toughest being the last one. That's wonderful, man. You talk about an opportunity to really get this team gelled, get this team on the same page. I mean, a lot of times you get thrown. I mean, look at Texas. They got all those new faces down there, and they got to go where? The Shoe up at Ohio State? Yeah, Mizzou ain't got to do that. The toughest game they got is week two, and by then I feel like this team could be rolling.
But you know who is likely not going to be rolling, Shane?
Who's that?
Kentucky. It's also Kentucky Day.
Yeah.
And Mark Stoops, hilariously, was asked if he's motivated. Shout out Dick Roush for the question of the damn day. But this one says it all. This is the only other clip we got. Mark Stoops asked about being the longest tenured coach in the SEC. He said, it is hard.
Bracing that and having fun with it because, you know, this shit's hard and you might as well go enjoy it and dive into it. And there's a lot of people that can't do it and didn't do it for 12 years and didn't do it for 13 years and not at Kentucky. You look at the history of what we've done and there's a lot of great ones that didn't make it very long. And so I'm proud of the run that we have. You know, I want to use, you know, last year, you know, as us to learn from and to grow from and to get better and to get back to who we want to be. And that's something that our program, you know, deserves. That's something our fan base deserves. And the great people in Kentucky, the administration, we're all in and we're excited about this next season.
What a comment here from Cousin Trey Tucker. Shane, spoken like a man with a golden parachute.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, I love the motivated comments, you know, and you know, here's the deal, because we've talked to so many people, and you guys, you're probably going to hear some repeating here, but one of the things that we're hearing a lot of time with these coaches that are quote-unquote on the hot seat, it's like they're not really, because the money that they could get together to get some of these coaches out of here, they can turn around and put into a roster to help the current coach that's sitting there. And I'm not saying Stoops is a bad bet, because I could pull up three or four seasons where they look pretty damn good. And I feel like, hey, you got caught. You got caught chasing big names and it bit you. Now it's time to get back to what made Kentucky relevant. And that seemed to be the sentiment as we're talking to these Kentucky guys today.
Yeah, and it's for those that don't understand – yeah, for years and years, the SEC, or and all of them really, they'll pay buyouts.
Yeah.
if they had to get rid of a coach. But, man, times are changing, and finances are up in the air, and there's more lawsuits probably coming, and you don't know how much you got to allocate to this and allocate to that. So when fans have complained about buyouts for a long time, these agents have gotten over so far on these ADs that I think a lot of these coaches are locked in a lot longer than people realize.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
And these coaches, all of a sudden, they look like better coaches when they got players, you know, when we allocate the money, let's bring in some transfers to help. That fixes a lot of issues.
No shit. I mean, how much have we talked about Texas Tech prior to this week? You know, we never mentioned it unless we're talking about the Pirate. Right. And now all of a sudden they're relevant because guess what? They got money to spend on the team. So, yeah, I feel like that could happen to any team in the SEC.
Hey, shout out Liquid Flames. He said, did Shane say cinnamon or sentiment? Get the EpiPen ready.
I played with fire yesterday. There was day before they had the Mexican food, and they had them El Churros sitting over there.
Ooh.
And I know, I can't justify it, but they were smaller ones, and I was like, let's just try it out.
Man, this was here delicious. At Media Day?
Yeah.
So even at an event like this, you're willing to risk it.
Risky, yeah. You're probably saying, hey, Shane looks a little swollen today. Well, it's because I had a churro. That or I'm just
kept that behind the scenes till now. All right, how about Arkansas? It was also Arkansas today, Shane. And it seems like Arkansas fans and, hell, even the Arkansas media, they're all the ones that are being honest with us, said, yeah, we're just counting down the days till Pittman Hayes is not the coach anymore. Now, again, I think he's still the coach because they didn't want to pay the buyout. We'll see if things change. We'll see, you know, how far Arkansas drops, if at all. Hell, who knows? Maybe they're the surprise team of the conference. But I don't know. I didn't hear anything too optimistic about Arkansas today. Did you?
No, other than from the coach, you know.
Right.
I mean, I like Jeez Louise's comment, swole, not swollen, bud. I like it. Yes. I will say this, Taylen Green looked good. Looked damn good.
Yeah.
Walked through here. I mean, I thought it was a basketball player for a second. I was like, oh, shit, that's the quarterback for Arkansas. And let's not forget, he still is going to be suiting up this fall. And I think that's your optimism, is the fact that you got a second year with Bobby P and this guy. They went out there. They got him a couple of receivers. Are there some question marks? For sure. But – you know, Arkansas's been one of those teams that's just not played the close games well. What if they do? And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, well, we're not going to talk hot seat and Sam Pittman anymore. It's just he's up against the wall because that's what he's constantly hearing. That's what he's hearing on the recruiting trail. It's making his job tougher, even tougher than most of these guys that took the podium today.
Mm-hmm. And then last but certainly not least, I wanted to save this to the end here. A&M did go last, so we didn't get a ton to hear from what they had to say. Just the way they structure it, it's kind of hard to explain, but they literally go to the last minute. So I mean, they are just wrapping up as we're speaking. But popular team here, Shane, Texas A&M to be that dark horse.
Yeah.
This is a playoff pick for me. Again, I'm not guaranteeing it or anything. I'm not even that confident in it. But of all the mix, again, there's like five or six teams I think are going to be battling in the SEC for that fourth playoff spot. I'm giving the edge to A&M, but I think I'm not alone after this week.
You're alone on this show.
all the people we're talking about.
No. There's plenty of A&M love. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to skew the polls here. I'm just saying at this current moment, there are two people here. One of them really loves A&M. One of them doesn't. And, of course, A&M fans are A-OK with that because most likely I'm wrong. But, yeah, I hear a lot of confidence, especially when you start talking offense. You know, that's what's, I think, surprising is just how confident they are with that offensive line, with that running game, with these weapons that now Marcel Reed has, second year with his coordinator. They can convince me. In fact, they did. They almost got me on Tex Ags the other day. But I'm telling you right now, I'm out. I'm out on A&M.
Well, that's fine. It's fine to admit you're wrong. I appreciate you. That's very big of you. Hey, I forgot to show this, too. So we played the clip of Drink, you know, saying he's not going to talk about Epstein or whatever.
Yeah.
Stoops, when he was at the podium, he said, well, first of all, I know why Coach Drink does not want to talk about certain things. I'll keep that between myself and some colleagues.
Dang.
Well, Stoops could fire a fastball when he wants to, you know what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's having a few cocktails on the plane back home.
He's motivated. You know what?
Yeah, he's super motivated. I did love it. Stoops is, they have him. That's the thing. It could be worse. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's where Kentucky's at.
Yeah, so, all right. Now it's time to stop messing around, Shane.
Yeah, yeah.
It is time you reveal your 16-team SEC ballot.
Yes.
Well, hey, before you do that, let me say this. So I've already revealed mine, right? Mm-hmm. I changed it slightly.
Yeah.
Can I share that
information
first? So I had South Carolina 9th, I believe I said, mm-hmm. Go check it out. That video is doing really well on the channel. I'm bumping them up 2 spots.
Yeah.
So I think just what we've learned here, and hell, I'd like to bump them up a little bit higher, but I don't know. We're talking.
What drew you to that conclusion?
A lot of what we.
Yeah.
Just the information we learned. Defense, yeah. I think, is not going to take as big of a step back as I kind of anticipated. Lenore Sellers being consensus between a lot of people, the best quarterback in the conference. Shane Beamer's confidence.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm buying back in. Maybe it was the Netflix documentary. So many factors, Shane, went into that. And then the other one, Vanderbilt. I mean, they are not going to finish behind Auburn.
No.
Diego Pavia owns Freeze and Auburn, so I'm bumping Vanderbilt up, shifted Auburn, kick him in the nuts one more time while I can before the season gets here. Thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, there's some of – I will say this, Mike. South Carolina was a team that moved on my list today. I officially made my list last night. Okay. I got down here about an hour in. I'm shifting teams.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's not crazy different, but South Carolina was definitely a team on the move.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into your ballot. Let's start at the bottom.
Yeah. Of course. Well, who do you think that is? We've been talking about them all day.
Good old Rocky Town.
No, get the hell out of here. No, number 16. And I want to be crystal clear here. I have them ranked 1 to 16, how they finish the end of the season. But there are there's kind of a tier thing going on here, too. So I'll explain as we go. The bottom tier is pretty easy, pretty straightforward for me. It's 2 teams. Number 16 is Kentucky Wildcats. I don't think Kentucky wins an SEC game this year. Could they? Sure. You know, we had Adam on. We've, and again, even them, it felt like Arkansas last year. I'm just begging them to, like, don't give up kind of thing. I don't like that feeling. It feels dirty.
Have you heard they're motivated?
I don't think that. I think they're motivated for basketball. I mean, we talked basketball today. Can you believe that?
We talked to multiple Kentucky people this week.
Yeah.
We gave them truth serum.
Yeah.
They're voting Kentucky probably 15th.
Yeah. Yeah.
But 15th at the highest, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they would have this other team below them, but I don't. Mississippi State. Mississippi State's another team that, I mean, you know, quiet media day. I didn't get any. There was nothing. And we didn't even talk. Like, the least talked about football team at this juncture was Mississippi State. And
let me ask you this.
We talked about the Pirate more than we talked about the actual coach at Mississippi State right now.
I got the schedule on the screen, Shane. I'm not trying to be cruel. And I don't think this is going to happen. But isn't there a remote possibility that they lose at Southern Miss week one? Why the hell are they playing at Southern Miss week one? You got to remember, Southern Miss, they brought the Marshall coach, very successful Charles Huff.
Yeah.
And he brought like 40 of his guys. So it's basically the continuity will be there. Arizona State, let's say that, I mean, hell, Arizona State just made the college football playoff. I'm not saying they can't win it, but it's realistic to me, given all the turnover at Mississippi State, that we're 0-2. They'll beat Alcorn, but I mean.
Yeah, that.
2-10 is possible.
That Arizona State, if I'm not mistaken, has one of the most, if not the most, returning production coming back to their damn football team. And Mississippi State, with all the turnover they had going in week two, that's a tough one. I'm not giving you a win-loss right now, but it would be tough for me to give State the edge right there. So,
okay. Yeah. We've talked too much. State.
Yeah. We talked more about Mississippi State in these last 5 minutes than we have the entire week. Vanderbilt, your Vanderbilt Commodores.
What?
Yeah, I know, man. They took massive steps last year, right? Pavia is God's gift to football. I mean, it was awesome. Coach Lee's back, baby. Get out of here.
You don't like the confidence of Diego Pavia? Doesn't that exude to the football team?
Can you not tell the confidence I have that they're going to be sitting there at the bottom of the SEC at the end of the year, Mike?
You exude a lot of confidence on that.
I'm telling you, brother. There's been some great songs come out to one-hit wonders. You know, that feels like kind of what we got here is a little bit of a one-hit wonder.
That's fair. They have to prove it.
More than anyone. Not I shouldn't say. They proved a lot last year. I love the excitement and buzz around this program. We've not been excited about Vanderbilt in ever. So, yeah, this is important. This is crucial. And this could be the launch pad needed to get this program where it needs to be. I think we look back and we talk about Pavia doing the groundwork to what Vanderbilt can become. But they're not there right now. And they are going to have some more growing pains this season.
Flip this one, Pavia. Can we do any kind of bet wager? So you got Vanderbilt all the way at 14. Let's say top 8. Would you do a? I mean, that's pretty spicy. Top 8 in the SEC.
I'll
doesn't have to be crazy, but just maybe you like sing a song or paint your face for a show. Or
yeah, we'll figure out. So maybe let me think. Let me sleep on that one. All right, I almost got my ears pierced.
All of a sudden, he's not that confident. All right, next, who's 13?
Oh man, Arkansas Razorbacks. Yeah. I mean, I love Sam.
I think they just put him down.
Yeah, bless his heart, couldn't get up here. You know, there's a lot of things that I like about Arkansas, but there's more things I'm concerned about Arkansas, and because of that, I'm just not convinced that they are going to surprise anybody this year. They may get one, like a Tennessee game, you know, wouldn't blow my mind if they don't have a big upset, but can they do that consistently? Can they get to 7, 8, 9 wins? No, I don't think that's possible, not this year.
And it's probably best, Shane, because when we've hyped them up, they failed to live up to it.
Yeah.
They're happy. They're happy we're off the bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, who's next?
Breaking down the crew. Again, behind us, this is a process, so I appreciate everybody hanging out and overcoming the noise here.
Yeah, we're not getting shot at. They are just breaking down SEC Media Days.
Oh, they're holding back the Arkansas fans. The next one is a tier, Mike. Okay, so that was tier one. This is tier two. You're Florida Gators. You're not going to like that one, but that's exactly where they land. Yeah, pull that schedule
up. This is the dumbest list.
I mean, here's
you're going to get us banned from Media Days for just being imbeciles.
Do you know how many? This is the one of the hottest takes this year. Like, we did our My Bookie takes, and some would say Florida goes to the playoffs, and some would say Florida doesn't make a bowl game. It was back and forth, and I feel like you're in one of those two camps, and I'm on the outside. I'm worried about DJ Lagway's health. I'm worried about Billy Napier coaching this football team. I'm worried about the schedule. This is a football team that really, I mean, honestly, Mike, could have two losses by the time they get to A&M. You know, these wheels could fall off literally, and that's kind of what I'm anticipating. It's one or the other. Either they're going to keep that motivation, they're going to keep that momentum, or they're going to trip right out of the gates. And I think I'm leaning more toward the tripping.
That's Big Orange Vols, if you want to tag them on it. But all you always talk about the schedule.
Yeah,
I guess you missed what. Did you see what Billy said about the schedule this year?
What did he say?
Spot the damn ball.
Oh shit! Yeah, well. You know, a lot of coaches with their back against the walls are saying bold things these days, right? It sounds like Coach Kelly down there in LSU.
Hey, real quick, Shay, before we move on.
Yeah.
Shout out Texas Traveler. He's a member for 2 months. All these prayers for these golf carts. How about a tent revival for Cousin Shane Cher? Love you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be happy to see me leave media days. I'll tell you that right now. I'm a little worried about, we got Feinbaum at 6 o'clock, so I'm worried about that chair down there, so stay tuned for it. But yeah, it was an eventful week, and it was a fun week, and we got to talk to a lot of great folks. And I'm not going to lie, Mike, I had a preconceived notion on how this season would be,
yeah.
And after 4 days, this list is based off that.
Okay,
this list
that's
has
fair.
Changed. Now, not far ahead of Florida Gators. This may surprise a lot of folks out here, but Ole Miss Rebels takes a massive step back, in my opinion. I think some of those close games become losses this year. A lot of stock went into one drive against Georgia, and I'm not convinced that you can just flip the coin and say Ole Miss just refilled those roster spots. They got some dudes. They got some talent. They've got the ability to win. But I've got more question marks about this team than I do most of them on this list.
Wow. You're that mad that old Lane Kiffin didn't talk to us, huh?
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. No, I mean, different. So, same. So, we'll see here. We'll say that's a tier.
Yeah.
All right. Next tier, we're going to go these next three teams. Next four teams. Let's go next four teams. Have the ability to surprise me. All right. Now, I have to hedge the bets because not all of them can win. I love all these teams. I love all these fans.
You're surprising me with this list. I'll just let
really
you know.
Okay. Yeah. So this grouping right here is one of those that I have question marks. And if it all comes together, yeah, you can convince me this is a playoff team. But I think this is kind of that grouping that doesn't make it. Okay. So that being said, Texas A&M is right above Ole Miss there.
Yes.
Them Aggies. I told you I was out on them.
Perfect. We love to hear that in Aggie land.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure. I could call him Napier. It's been a long week. Billy Lucci.
Jeez Louise says Shade's always full of surprises.
Yeah, I always have a backup snack, you know, just in case we get caught in traffic. Let's see here. After that one, I've got Oklahoma Sooners. This is another one.
Buddy, all the Oklahoma love.
Mike, I'm going to tell you right now, this changed two interviews ago. Two interviews ago, Oklahoma was higher.
Well, Barry Trammell thought he talked
to
you.
Barry came over here, talked some damn sense into me, and I dropped Oklahoma for that reason.
Okay.
He's right. There is a lot of things that sound good, you know, but we were saying the same thing last year. I do like the defense. I feel like that offensive line will be improved. No way five wide receivers get hurt, but, you know, is it a – I'm just not convinced on Mateer. You know, I think he's going to be really good, but he's right. I've only seen him in two, three meaningful games, and I can't just crown him as the next great SEC quarterback, you know?
And, you know, the Cousins should keep in mind, all they look at is where you picked them.
Yeah.
But you said, hey, all these teams got a shot.
Oh, yeah.
You're putting them in a tier. You're not saying they're, like, awful. You're saying the things break right. But I want to shout out, we just got a $20 donation, Shane, from Cousin Marshall Childs. Appreciate you. How much money does Cousin Shane need to pick against A&M every single game this year? That's the only way we're making a
He's right. And if you remember, I was kind of out on them last year until they kept going undefeated. And I was like, yes, or kept winning on that winning streak. So
Cameron Williams says Cracker Barrel gift card will do it.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. It is. I'm a cheap date. This one here. So last on this list, I got two more. Two more on this list. Huh? Gets right. Auburn. You know I was high on Auburn.
Yeah.
All right. I love Auburn Tigers. I think this is the best year that Hugh Freeze will have. I'm not gonna lie, man. I got a little alert last night about an arrest, and it's not the reason, but then I started thinking, like, all my hopes and dreams for Auburn being successful hinges on a few players down there. And I, you know, coach Coach has not got me. I ain't motivated for Auburn right now. I didn't leave this event feeling better about the Auburn Tigers. I was hoping that it would be the opposite way. So that's kind of where I'm at. Auburn could be good. And the reason I have them a little higher than A&M and Oklahoma, just being crystal clear here, I like their schedule better. I think if Auburn hits the ground running, has some success early in the season, this is a team that could catch fire toward the tail end and make a playoff run. So you got to remember, and that grouping, like you said, this is an opportunity for a team to excel. It's just like the one right above it, South Carolina Gamecocks. We haven't talked about them yet. What number is that? 6, 7, somewhere around there.
You don't have these numbered.
No, I don't need numbers. You just kind of know where we're at. But Sellers, I mean, this is Sellers right here. If Lenore Sellers takes the next step, something you mentioned earlier in an interview today is like, if we see the same development we saw week one, Old Dominion to week 12, if we get that this season, no one can touch this football team. You know, I'm convinced, like you, that this defense is just going to be as dangerous as it was last year. The concerns I have are the running game. The concerns I have is the scheduling, you know, because it's not easy. This is a tough schedule. But for me, it's Lenore's. If he becomes Le Heisman, yeah, they're in the playoffs.
Hey, we just got two contenders comment of the night, Shane. Shout out Ashley Schaefer. Hugh just threw Shane under the bus after that Auburn take. And then cousin Trey Tucker, how many churros did Shane eat to say Auburn could make the playoff? And shout out Hog Wild, Woo Pig, if everyone else gave us $5. We appreciate
Thank you, cuz.
Hog Wild.
Yeah. So who are we at here? All right, so South Carolina, a lot of that had to do with Shane Beamer coming to my table. Thank you for that. Also, right above. Okay, so now we're in a new tier. These next two teams, very similar to me, Mike. The reason I like them, they have the easiest schedules in the country. And at the end of the day, just like our interview, a couple of interviews ago, at the end of the day, it's about wins and losses. And if you can minimize those loss opportunities, you're going to have a better opportunity getting to the college football playoff. These are playoff fringe teams, could get in.
Okay.
I'm talking one game away, Mizzou Tigers. M-I-Z. Drink came over here, said the right things. Actually, this was a fun team to talk about today, not just with him, but with other folks that came to the table. They're also kind of getting on that Mizzou bandwagon. They're looking at 6 home games. They're looking at the schedule. They're looking at Drink coming out here and telling you it's the most talent he's had on this roster, and they got some absolute dogs on that defensive side, right? And that's important because they're going to get back to running. It's going to look like two year ago Mizzou, in my opinion. Nobody's going to want to play the same. They're going to beat the shit out of a lot of defenses. So give me M-I-Z, and then right above them, Tennessee Vols. I'm tired of people just forgetting about them Volunteers because they just said, Nico's not there. This quarterback from App State, he can't do shit, you know? I'm like, what are you talking about? Every quarterback does well under Josh Heupel. Every running – I mean, to an extent.
Not Nico.
I mean, he was getting there. You know, okay. Even you kind of had him as a breakout. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. I hear you.
The defense will be just as tenacious. It'll be just as chaotic as it was last, as the background is right here. But I'm telling you, brother, Tennessee Volunteers, do not sleep on them. They have got a really, really nice schedule, and that's kind of why I went with them. Now, the next 4, Mike, these guys are playoff bound.
Okay.
All right. And honestly, you could throw a dart. It doesn't matter. I really do think that these can be jumbled any way you want to. So don't get offended. You're 4. You're in the freaking dance. LSU, I got at the 4 spot. LSU Tigers.
Wow. I
know you don't like them.
They're going to fire their coach by September 14th.
No, they're going to give this man a raise is what they're going to do. LSU's got the team, brother. They have got the damn team, and honestly, if you're playing a video game with LSU or just college football, you're going to pick the Tigers just because of what they have now on this roster. They're going to have probably one of the most explosive offenses and you pair that with an improved defense, not an elite defense, but an improved defense, I like LSU. I'm going to speed this up. Bama, right above them.
Okay.
Alabama's back, baby. I don't think they really went anywhere. You don't lose to Vanderbilt. You're in the college football playoffs last year. They're going back to the playoffs. No question there. This is going to be a fun team, and I can't wait to see them destroy Florida State week one. Next to Texas and Georgia. Ooh. So I got Georgia 1, Texas 2, and comes down to this. I've seen this game twice, and I've seen the outcome twice. Georgia gets beat by Texas. I'll be willing to flip it. Doesn't matter. These two teams are going to be most likely facing an SEC championship. So give me Georgia 1, Texas 2.
I don't know if I can live in a world, Shane, where we have 4 Georgia-Texas games in 2 seasons. Hell, we might get 5 if they meet in the playoff, you know what I mean? But, I can see that. I don't think that's a bold take by any means.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's kind of the easy take. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why I went in a different direction. But wouldn't stun me at all. I think the fact that they play each other, again, they just did it, and they managed to both go to the SEC championship, so maybe this doesn't make sense. But I think the winner of that game will go. The loser will not. I think that, but again, hell, I'm wrong about half the time anyway. But.
So just quick recap. Got Georgia, Texas, Bama, LSU, Tennessee, Mizzou, South Carolina, Auburn, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Florida, Arkansas, Vandy, Mississippi State, App State, no, Kentucky. That was the last one.
Hey, shout out Cousin Rick. $20, Shane. Trivia question.
Rick.
How many Aggie quarterbacks are playing major college football this year? Over or under 4.5? Gig'em.
You got 3, right?
Remember, no, because, how many Aggies? So we're counting Marcel Reed. That'll be 1. Connor Wigman at Houston.
Yeah.
Zach Calzada at Kentucky.
Haynes King,
Georgia Tech. And I think there's even one more. So 4 or 5.
Yeah, 4 or 5. It's up there.
Because we had an interview with someone. We said, hell, Jimbo, again, he was kind of a bad head coach, but he clearly knew what he was doing when it comes to identifying quarterbacks and getting them to college stations.
Remember? He was all in on Haynes. This is my boy, you know. I was like, oh, this is going to be special. And then he is special, just at a different university.
All right, so that's Shane's ballot.
Yep.
I was going to share this as well, Shane. We voted on all SEC teams. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I want to just highlight my quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we kind of already did this with the quarterback rankings, but Sellers 1, DJ Lagway 2, who you hate, and Marler, for some reason, hate this guy, which makes me feel even all the better that DJ Lagway is awesome. Yeah. And then Garrett Nussmeier, number 3. Do you have any big objections to that? 1, 2, 3.
No big objections. I mean, that's going to be interchangeable. I feel like there's 4 quarterbacks that are kind of there.
Okay. And then running back, I went Le'Veon Moss, Texas A&M. They're bringing everyone back on the offensive line. He was really good last year, and the whole offense changed without him. I got Jaden Baugh, Florida. Again, high on Florida.
Yeah.
Trey Wisner, Texas running back. Ahmad Hardy, Mizzou running back. Said Alexander Vanderbilt running back. Those are my top 5 running backs in the SEC.
No argument there.
Okay. No. Receivers. Ryan Williams, Alabama. Cam Coleman, Auburn. Yeah. Aaron Anderson, I don't know why people at LSU, they don't give him enough respect. Led the team in catches. Led the team in receptions. People get enamored with the transfers.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the guy that led us in all those categories last year, Aaron Anderson. Ryan Wingo, we've already talked about. Deion Burks, Oklahoma, if he can stay healthy. I got him 5th. And then Kevin Coleman, Mizzou. Those are my 6 receivers.
Yeah, good list.
Tight ends, Eli Stowers, Vanderbilt. I think he's the best.
Yeah.
Oscar Delp, Georgia. And then Miles Kitzman, Tennessee.
There he is.
I'll throw you a ball in there. How's that sound?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, my long snappers. No, I'm kidding. Those are all the ones I'm going to do. So no real objections. Some people are saying Jaden Knott, Oklahoma transfer. Again, what is Oklahoma on the offensive line? Literally every Oklahoma person we talked to said, offensive line's still a huge question mark. Jaden Knott could be the best running back in the country if he's behind a shitty offensive line. We ain't going to see it this year. I promise you that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do – I mean, the running backs are tough, too, because of committees. You know, some teams are going to have better committees than the other, so how much are you going to see that individual? You know, I I'm kind of with you. I think it's interchangeable. It's tough to pick the one, but yeah, there's some dudes, man. I was going through it, man. Even,
yeah.
I mean, you mentioned long snapper. They have us pick three of them, right? There was three of them. I was like, I don't even know one of them. I ain't going to lie. You know, Tennessee, you got you a long snapper.
They should come with like highlight reels or something. You know what? Yeah. Hey, shout out Ashley Shea for another great comment, Shane. I heard Elko got the hell out of there when Shane showed up looking hungry.
Yeah. They didn't put brisket out today, did they?
All right, Shane, we're about to jump on with Feinbaum here in a little bit. So about 20 minutes, we got to break down. We got to get downstairs. So we got a lot going on here. But any closing thoughts as we wrap up SEC Media Days 2025 from Atlanta?
Yeah, this list right here that I just put out here, I could argue 10 teams could make the playoffs. Not the same. I mean, they're not going to make this, but
10 contenders. Yeah,
there are 10 contenders. It's never been that way. There's always been, when I was growing up, two, maybe three. Now it's 10 possibilities here. This is going to be a special, special season, man. I feel it. I feel like there is going to be somebody right there, some fan base is sitting out there right now about to watch their team make a national championship run, and it may not be a blue blood that you're used to.
And, again, there's perceived favorites, and everyone's got it, Georgia, Texas, Bama. I'm not saying they won't because I got all those teams in the playoff.
Yeah.
I could see any and all of them not making it too.
Yeah.
Because if we're saying there's 10 contenders, if a couple things break right, Oklahoma, Florida, you know, Tennessee, Missouri, whatever, they're going to knock some teams off. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that is also a possibility. I don't think we're just going in there with, okay, we got 10 contenders, but three of the spots are already cemented. I don't think that's the case at all.
Mm-mm. No,
and,
it's not.
And the fact that Georgia, Texas play each other, Bama, Georgia play each other, that may weed out some of the pretenders, you know?
Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. Just get in there, say your prayers, none of them get hurt. You know, that's kind of where we're at right now. Bubble wrap them boys, and let's just pray to God they get there week one. But every single Saturday is locked and loaded, brother. I mean, we're going to have some awesome, awesome stuff coming to you. Don't forget, we're going to have a couple of new shows added this year, not taken away from what we're doing now at 7 o'clock. But we're going to have a morning show at 7:30. Mike's going to have one. It's going to be really cool, too, with special guests. So we just want to bring you the most content possible so that you guys are up to date, abreast, as the smart people say, of college SEC football.
I know that word, but I like it.
I couldn't spell it. I had a chicken breast today. They really gave up on food here, didn't they?
They did. But,
yeah, they started strong, and then they just said, nah.
I don't know if there is such a thing as too much content.
Yeah.
But if there is, the cousins are going to be getting it on the channel here in the coming days. So stay locked in. We appreciate each and every one of you. Don't forget to check out mybookie.ag, promo code SEC for 100% instant deposit match. And shout out Schmidt.
Yeah. Welcome to his family.
Became a member. Thank you, brother. We can't do any of this without the cousins. So that's going to do it.
Welcome to the family.
We'll see you here. Check us out, SEC Network, here in a couple minutes. Until next time, Shane. Go catch them on the next one. I just did that.
See you guys. Go Balls. Just shut this thing.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.